Good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. And we're very thankful that you're able to listen this morning, and we pray that the Lord will bless the message today. But before we get started, we want to take just a second and extend to you a personal invitation for you to attend services with us this morning. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services will be starting at 10 a.m. this morning with Sunday school, followed by worship services at 11 a.m. We'll also be having our afternoon services starting at 3:45. That starts with a prayer meeting, and then worship services follow that at 4:30. But for now, let's go ahead and get started with our radio message this morning. So without further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Proverbs, chapter number 11, and verse 21, as we think on the subject of being alone. The Bible states in Proverbs 11, verse number 21, "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." Do you have a lot of friends? You think about it. Who is your best friend? I know what your answer is. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that you have a lot of good friends and all of that. I tell you what, we need to think about this. The Bible says, "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." You know, it's more important that God be our real friend than we have a lot of friends. Think about this. The masses search for truth, but the masses reject what they find because it is not very popular. Truth has been out of fashion since man changed his robe of fadeless light for a garment of faded leaves. Think of that. Truth is rejected not because it's wrong, but truth is rejected because it is not popular. You see, the Bible states in the book of Proverbs 11, verse number 21, "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." Just because we are alone in our stand for God does not mean that we are right. We could be just simply hard-headed. Every person must determine for themselves whether they will stand for or against God's holy truth. And think on these examples. When Israel was in the wilderness, Israel praised Abraham, but they persecuted Moses. Moses was their current leader, but they rejected him. Why? Because they didn't like what he was doing. And they praised Abraham, but they forgot that Abraham and Moses taught exactly the same thing. They believed exactly the same truth. But think of this. Later, Israel, during the time of the kings, praised Moses and persecuted the prophets that were preaching exactly the same thing that Moses preached. They were selective in their accusations. But think of this. Israel, during the time of Caiaphas, praised the prophets and persecuted Jesus Christ, even killing him, nailing him on the cross, crucifying him. Think of that. You see, multitudes now, both in the church and in the world, applaud the courage and fortitude of the patriarchs and the prophets, the apostles and the martyrs, but condemn as stubbornness or foolishness the same faithfulness to truth today. How many young people today are listening to their parents? How many young people today are listening to their grandparents or treat their grandparents with any kind of respect at all? You see what I'm saying? The Bible says in Proverbs 11, verse number 21, "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." It is important that each of us follow what God says in His Word. It is very important. If a person does not follow what God says in His Word, then he is going to be rejected of the Most High God. Now, this morning, think of Noah. Noah built the ark. It was a great big boat. There's no doubt about it, some 450 feet long. Wow, that's a big ship. But you know, how many people got on the ark? The Bible says there was eight. Eight souls, that's all. There was Noah and his wife, and Noah's three sons and their three wives. And that's all. Wow. The Bible states that people might laugh at the truth, but the truth is what really counts. It is very important for us to understand that the neighbors probably laughed at Noah's strangeness, but they perished in style. The Bible says that there was only eight souls saved by water in that day. While that does not sound like a very high success rate, how many people today win eight souls in a lifetime? Think about Abraham. Abraham wandered, and Abraham worshipped alone. The Sodomites smiled at the simple shepherd. The Sodomites followed the fashion, but they also fed the flames when Sodom and Gomorrah was totally destroyed, and Abraham watched that destruction. The Bible states that Daniel, in Daniel chapter number 1, dined alone. Daniel and his three friends determined that they would not eat of the king's meat, and God gave them victory. The Bible states that Daniel, in Daniel chapter number 6 and verse number 10, prayed alone. He did what God wanted him to do. And Daniel was cast into the lion's den. But God sent his angel to close the mouth of the lions. Daniel was not really alone, even though he didn't have a lot of people around him when he was in the lion's den. But God was with him, and that was more important than anything else. The Bible states that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were cast into the burning fiery furnace. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not alone in that burning fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar said, "The form of the fourth is like the Son of God." I think we'd all love to be in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's shoes during that time. But how many of us would stand and say, "We are not going to bow. We're not going to bend. We're not going to worship the God that you have set up, Nebuchadnezzar"? How many people will stand and say, "I will not do that which is not pleasing to Almighty God"? It looked like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were all alone. But when they were cast into the burning fiery furnace, Nebuchadnezzar believed that the form of the fourth was like the Son of God. And how did he even know what God looked like? But that's what came to his mind. And I believe that God put that on his mind. We think Elijah was a great prophet, and he certainly was. But Elijah sacrificed and he witnessed alone. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 19, verse number 18, God said that there were 7,000 that had not bowed the knee unto Balaam. Are we like the 7,000 that stay together, not seeking Elijah? Or will we be like Elijah, who got on the firing line for God? What are we going to do? Elijah waited for 3 years until the drought got bad enough. Elijah had to wait in the wilderness for 3 years being fed of the ravens, while people just simply sat and endured the famine in that day. Will we be like Elijah? Or will we be like those that stood against Elijah in that day? You see, the Bible says, "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished." In other words, the wicked shall be punished. Daniel might have been alone in the lion's den, But the next morning, when Darius came, and King Darius said, O Daniel, is the God that you serve able to deliver you? It was Daniel that answered. And it was on that morning that the enemies of Daniel was cast into the den of lions. And the Bible said that the lions then ate them up, even before they hit the bottom. Think of Jeremiah, who prophesied and he wept alone. And you read this in the book of Lamentations, chapter number 3, verse 1 through 21. You read it in Jeremiah, chapter number 38, and verse 5. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet because he wept alone. Jeremiah was put into a pit, and Jeremiah was left to die. He was all alone down there in the pit. But God simply would not leave him alone. God let him live. God sent Abimelech, the Ethiopian, to rescue him. God is great, is he not? You see, God sees. God knows everything that goes on. The Bible states, though hand, join in hand. What we can see with our fleshly eyes, we see people joined together against God, against us perhaps. But the Bible states that the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. You think of all the people that's faced persecution, troubles, and trials, and tribulations upon this earth, and how God so graciously has delivered every one of those. I'm thankful to know that that's so. You see, our life consists more than just of the food that we eat or the place that we live and that kind of thing. But our lives really consist of what we do for the Almighty and true and living and holy God. If you're lost today, then I pray for you that God would deliver you. I pray that God would show you, that God would reveal Himself unto you, and that you would understand that God alone can deliver. Charles Haddon Spurgeon once remarked, "Why not change the pattern of your prayers now and then? Wake up some morning, and instead of asking God that God supply everything that you need in that day, why not ask God, is there anything that I can do for you today?" Do not be alone in all of this, but just remember that God is God, and He can take care of you.
Well, thank you, Brother Wayne, for that message. You know, it's very interesting to think about our natural worrying about being alone. That fear, that worry is the very power that peer pressure has. It makes us afraid of being the one that's not following what everybody else is doing, or the one that's different. And in reality, the ones that God has blessed the most throughout history are those that are willing to not follow the world, those that are willing to stand alone if it's required. These people might have been physically alone, but we know from God's word that they were not really alone. They had the Almighty, all-knowing God holding them up and protecting them. And we pray that the Lord will remind us of this when we're faced with making a decision that places us in this feeling of being alone. And instead of that fear, that we will lean on what God has already done for us, and we will know that He alone can accomplish the work. We just need to trust Him and follow His command. Well, before our time is up today, we do want to remind you of a new website we have available for listening to audio messages. From your computer, you can go to www.sermonaudio.com/IBC, and you'll find all the full-length sermons available on that. You can download those and play them on your computer or directly to your MP3 player, or you can actually use your smartphone or your tablet to get to the Sermon Audio site. In addition to that, our regular website of independencebaptist.org is still available. And from there, you can download books, articles, tracks, radio broadcasts, and some of the sermons from our special services. Well, our time has once again slipped away from us, but we do want to thank you for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.